that plan. History will end exactly the way God wants it to end. The actual end of history will be the end of history which He Himself brings to pass. This universe is not eternal. It will come to an end. It will implode in a nuclear implosion and go out of existence. That's what Scripture says. But not until and only when God's scheme is complete and He has no further use for this universe. Meanwhile, divine providence, divine purpose subordinates, orders, overpowers, controls all things to achieve God's end. There are lots of places in Scripture where we have insight into this. Perhaps one you might not think about but is critical to our understanding is found in Isaiah 46, verse 9. Remember the former things long past. I am God, there is no other. I am God, there's no one like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times things which have not been done, saying, my purpose will be established. I will accomplish all my good pleasure. As we read in Colossians, all things created by Him and for Him. And what is this grand design? What is this grand purpose? What is God doing? Why did He create this universe? Why did He create the earth? Why did He put on the earth all these creatures? Why did He make man? What is the point of all of this? And the answer is the grand design is redemption. The grand design is the gathering of a redeemed people into eternal glory for the purpose of worshiping Him forever and ever. And all God's works of creation and providence and consummation are all associated with the work of redemption. The work of redemption is not incidental. It is the reason why the universe exists. It is the reason why there is an earth. It is the reason why there is a supporting life system for man. Every part of the creation is intended to focus on the purpose of redemption. Even the heavens are declaring the glory of God so that men might be led to redemption. Even the beast of the field gives Him honor so that men might be led to the God who created the beast of the field, that they might see Him as not just Creator but Redeemer. Every molecule in the created material universe, every spiritual entity, be it a demon or a human, fits somewhere into the subordinated purposes of God under the great unfolding plan of redemption. In Ephesians chapter 3,